Now the second question is, what is DoD basic research? That's a little bit simpler to answer. It's unrestricted. We have no restrictions on any part of DoD basic research. In fact, it's quite the counter of that. As written up in the New York Times, the Washington Post, Science Magazine, some of the places where you might get some information on these particular topics, Secretary Young personally reinforced the view that was originally put out some 25 years ago, has most recently been reinforced by Secretary Rice in her previous position when she was National Security Advisor. The products of basic research may not be restricted. Not only are they unrestricted, it takes it a step further and it puts a very significant penalty on folks inside DoD that endeavor to restrict those products. They should be controversial. It's another thing basic research should be. If we're getting proposals that all the time are just reinforcing the notions that are currently going on, that's not what basic research ought to be. In mechanical engineering, we develop ways to think about how to protect buildings. The Pentagon now has certain standoff distances. Certain trucks of certain sizes can't get within certain distances of the Pentagon. Same thing is true over at the White House. It's got certain standoff distances. Certain vehicles of certain sizes can't get within certain distances of it. All of that is sort of a nexus of civil engineering. Dr. John Porter, John, wave your hand back there, who's in charge of our BAA and DOD, will tell you that the highest calling of any engineer is civil engineering. Because that's what you want to be. He's welcome to his misguided view. That's fine. I think mechanical engineering is a higher, nobler calling, but that's my view as well. The point is, we want proposals. We accept proposals. We endorse proposals. We encourage proposals. And we fund proposals that challenge those notions of things like standoff distances and truck sizes for where we ought to be looking at building protection. That's no different than how we look at Minerva. It's no different than how we look at any aspect of how we do basic research.